There's lots of different hantavirus around the world. Most of it is in eastern China, where it's a different form. It's a hemorrhagic fever that's, you know, when you can have bleeding and it can cause kidney failure. But in the Americas, it's a different form. It's called HPS, hantavirus pulmonary syndrome, where you can have sort of a cardiovascular collapse and a respiratory or pulmonary lung collapse. Unfortunately, in the Americas, it can be one of the strains is the Andean strain, and that can have a mortality between 25% and 50%. So it's the most dangerous and the most mortal of all of the hantaviruses. Most of the hantavirus cannot be transmitted through human-to-human contact, but the Andean form can be. It's still rare, but there have been reported cases of human-to-human transmission. In the Americas, it tends to be a respiratory virus that starts off with nonspecific symptoms, fevers, gastrointestinal symptoms, but then very rapidly can affect the heart and lungs and cause a fatal type of pneumonia setup, or what we call ARDS, which stands for acute respiratory distress syndrome. Basically, the lungs can get filled up with fluid, and it's very severe. The most likely way of getting this, all forms of hantavirus, is through close contact with rodent droppings, urine, secretions, and it is not through human-to-human transmission. That's why the general population does not have to be concerned about getting this. This is definitely not the next pandemic.